Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to another Signs of the Times Roundtable. And we have here three pastors to bless your hearts.
Amen.
Pastor Evans, Pastor Ralston, and Pastor Johnson. And we'd like to just inform you today about some of the things that are happening in the world. But the most important part of that is what I've been calling the news behind the news. And it's called the Holy Bible, God's Word.
Amen.
Because there is no new news, it's all old news. Because God has already written about most of it in His Word. And all that's happening now is the fulfillment of God's Word. We shouldn't be getting excited about that. We should be happy about that.
Amen.
I mean, we shouldn't be getting excited in a way that it brings us down. We should be getting excited in a way that brings us up. Let me rephrase that.
Amen.
So, if you're truly a Christian, you need to realize that God's got it all under control.
That's right.
Man doesn't have control. Pastor Evans doesn't have control. Pastor Ralston, Pastor Johnson doesn't have any control. God.
Amen.
God's got it under control. So let's start with this one. Some recent prophetic word has come forth on the Reigning One website that has already warned about this. I'm sure that Pastor Evans will inform you about that. I haven't read it on his website yet. I've been very busy. But here is something that he gave me, and we're going to discuss this. Netanyahu warns world of a nuclear Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu, the former and possibly future Prime Minister of Israel, and by the way, I think he might very well be future because Olmert is trying to give away Jerusalem, and Netanyahu is promising that if they elect him, he won't do it.
Amen.
And the Bible says he shouldn't do it.
That's right.
Olmert needs to be out of that office because he's not godly at all. I don't care what kind of a Jewish man he is, he's not godly. Anyway, continuing with what this said, possibly the former Prime Minister of Israel, and the civilized community of nations must not allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons. This is not merely a local problem. This is very important. This is not merely a local problem. This is a global problem. If Iran acquires a nuclear weapon, everything we have been talking about will be pale in comparison, Netanyahu has said. I think we're in the end times. Pastor Ralston.
Well, and indeed, when he said it's going to be a global problem, that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be a global problem. And it seems like there's been a lot of problems developing lately that are global. And if that doesn't open your eyes to the Bible, nothing will. Because that's what the Bible tells us in the last days. There's going to be a lot of global problems. And so as a result, the Scripture tells us very clearly that there's going to be a global solution. But it's not going to be one from God. It's going to be one from the enemy, the devil. He's going to use those people that are going to come in agreement with him, and they're going to rise up and come up with all these wild solutions as to how to solve this global problem. And the world is going to come together, and they're going to try to come together peacefully. They're going to try to come together religiously. They're going to try to come together financially. And the Bible says that all spells trouble, trouble, trouble. You can read all about it in Revelation 13.
Glory to God. Pastor Evans.
This is so true. You know, sometimes a lot of people think that, boy, if we get rid of Israel, our problems will be over. No, 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 no. I mean, God forbid. That's the beginning of our problems. You know, God has a covenant with Israel, and he's going to keep that covenant. That's why America's always been friends with Israel, because America was a Christian nation at one time, and therefore we supported Israel because we knew what God had told Israel, even though their leaders may not know so. And we can see three main groups of people in the Bible that are going to go over there in war. So anything that happens to Israel in a sense is only the beginning of all those troubles. That's the beginning of them. And we're going to see a lot of terrible things that take place. And I totally agree with Brother Johnson that Omar needs to get out. He needs to get out. He's anti-Jewish all the way, even though he may claim he is. Anybody that wants to give up the land that God gave to him and doesn't realize God gave it and wants to do away with it needs to get out of office.
Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I am so glad that we have got a God that just knows how to work all this thing out, all this stuff out. I'm so glad that he's grafted me into that tree. That tree that represents his lineage. Hallelujah. And now I'm a Christian and I'm connected to that tree. I found it very interesting, Pastor Evans, and I'm going to let you do it and then I'll let Pastor Ralston comment. But you said at one time America was a Christian nation. Would you like to explain that one a little further?
Well, we were founded on the Christian principles. There's a book out right now that's been brought back out that tells about exactly how this country was formed by the people that formed it. And those constitutions they made were all godly, and they're not like the people that are trying to make them ungodly. But over the years, you know, more people come into this country, and as they come in, they brought their gods with them, their religions with them, and they had a purpose and a plan in their heart, and it was instrumented by the devil, and they got into office, senators, congressmen, governors, you name it, they got there, and they began to change things. Until finally we got to the place, they took God out of the schools, they took God about everything, and they can't understand why we're in all the problems that we're in, and we're no longer that godly nation that we once were.
Amen. Well, I know for a fact that we were very much a godly nation from what I have read and what I have studied. The most important thing that you have in a country when it concerns religion is the teaching institutions. What are they teaching in the colleges and what are they teaching in the schools? And it was a very high priority back in them days, the 1700s, early 1800s especially. Of all the top colleges, the very most important thing you can learn about was Jesus Christ and his lordship, and that, you know, he was the main truth that you could know. They had a very, very high priority for people to know that. With that being spread around, I'm telling you, this nation prospered like no other nation ever, you know, around the world. And it wasn't until they began to no longer teach that. They began to take out that very important thing that we began to see things fall apart. But absolutely, in the very early beginnings of forming of our country, Jesus Christ, so important. The Constitution of the United States of America back in the 1700s, all just filled with scriptural reference, and that's why God really truly blessed us.
Amen. And we're going to get back to Mr. Netanyahu in just a minute here, but we're talking about global problems and global solutions, and guess what? The world doesn't have a solution. The Bible does.
That's right.
Hallelujah. As both Pastor Ralston and Pastor Evans were speaking, I was thinking about our founding fathers, how our founding fathers, many of them, were Christian. But, you know, it even began to be polluted even way back then amongst the founding fathers, because from what I've been able to understand and from what I've been able to look up and research, some of the founding fathers were actually Knights Templar or Masons. And so what we thought was a good foundation may have not been a good foundation. It may have been the foundation for what's happening now today. So I'd like to pose this question to both of you. What do you think about the Christianity of our founding fathers? And I'm going to go right back to Pastor Ralston.
Amen. Well, there's no doubt about it that Jesus Christ was a high priority, but unfortunately, there was a little bit of other type of mixture that was developed or that was going on then. And the mixture, I'm going to come right out and tell you what I have understood it to be, was the Masons and the things that they believe. There was just that little bit, just a little leaven, as you might want to say, that eventually has caused the loaf to truly rise in the days that we live in today.
Pastor Evans.
This is true. We can see that, but it started before they ever come to America, even though they were coming here looking for their religious freedom, because way back, if you can remember the early church, Jesus told the disciples not to leave Jerusalem until they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. And if you check the early part of the history, you don't see an awful lot of that teaching and preaching until 1900. Then in 1900, just before there, we had a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost here. And I'll tell you, things begin to straighten up a little more here because we're getting off track. But they still fight that today, and they don't want it today, and they don't thank us for today. And so we can see, as you begin to take away parts of the Bible and begin to put in your own doctrines and your own truths, then the country or the nation, whoever they are, gets weaker and weaker and weaker until their enemies overtake them. And we're getting to that place right now, and you may think America's the strongest country in the whole world, and nobody can defeat her, but there's a couple scriptures in the Bible that talks about a nation that's destroyed in a 24-hour period. And you need to read that and realize that you better be a Christian, because the only thing that's going to take you through those times is Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Sounds like they might have left their Jerusalem a little soon before they got the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody that hears this will be some of those people that have been asking us to go overseas, but one thing I can tell you for sure, unless we retain ourselves in our Jerusalem before we make that trip, we could be in big trouble. So don't expect us to just jump at your request. That's not going to happen. God's going to make it happen, or it will not happen. And I know for a fact that God's called me to do what I'm doing right now. And it doesn't leave any time to take trips into Europe and any place else or Africa. But praise the Lord. So let's get back to Mr. Netanyahu. Talk has been heating up that the U.S. is preparing to take a step. A report first posted on Friday, April 18th, disclosed that contrary to some claims that the Bush administration will allow diplomacy to handle Iran's nuclear weapons program, a leading member of America's Jewish community said that a military strike is not only on the table but likely. General David Petraeus, the American commander in Iraq, has stepped up criticism of Iran, telling Congress that Iranian support for Shiite militias poses the most serious threat to Iran's stability. He said Iran has fueled the violence in a particularly damaging way. He said many Americans have been killed by their missiles within the U.S.-occupied Green Zone in Baghdad. Any comments? Pastor Evans.
You know, that's kind of the ammunition that our president likes, because it seems like he likes war. Well, when you say that, it sounds like somebody's already attacked the American soldiers, and we realize we shouldn't have been in that country in the first place. But they do have their grounds, so they think, for going to war, and it sure looks like they're headed that way. We're praying they don't. God's told us through the prophetic word. He warned us about that, and we're trying to pray that away. But, boy, it doesn't sound good.
When it comes to war, there's always somebody who's going to be the one that's the catalyst. You know, and we already do know that our president has declared himself to be a war president. And so, you know, there only needs to be someone who brings forth a catalyst situation where, you know, come get me, and next thing you know, we've got war.
Well, that's really interesting, Pastor Ralston, because there's a guy that's going to declare himself to be a peace president, and really what he means is war. Isn't that interesting? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm glad, Pastor Evans, I'm glad you brought forth that prophetic that had come, because there's been a lot of prophetic word that has come forth concerning the nuclear, especially. We know in the Bible that there's a place in the Bible, and right offhand I can't remember exactly where it is, but it does say that the flesh will melt right off the bones. The only natural scenario, I'm going to say natural, that I know of would be a nuclear weapon that would actually melt the flesh right off of the bones in the way that the Bible says it. Certainly there are other weapons that could happen in a very small, condensed area. But in a large area, my goodness, what a nuclear weapon would do. And it seems to me, and it's been my thought for quite some time, that before this next election, it very well could be possible that one of these things could happen, that President Bush would remain president, at least for a while anyway, before one of the people that are running right now would be able to attain the office that they want. But that doesn't mean they won't. It just means it might delay it a little bit. But you realize that this kind of a thing has already been set up by President Bush. I think it was back in either 2006 or 2007, there was a law that was pushed through that would allow him to initiate martial law in the United States of America if certain things happen. And the last thing that could happen was just disrupt. I mean, it could be anything that could cause that martial law to come about. And you know what would happen in every other country where they have, such as Nazi Germany, Russia, when they declare a martial law type of thing, a dictator came into being. And we're seeing that right now in this country. I believe this country is being dictated to, whether you believe it or not. doesn't bother me if the government hears this, because I believe that's exactly what's happening. And if God doesn't protect me, then I'll preach to him from the jail cell. Hallelujah. Any comments, brothers? Pastor Evans.
This is so true. Even one of the people running for president, Obama, he made a statement about people like us, the average American citizen. We cling to our guns, we cling to our religions, because we've got no hope. Well, we got hope, his name is Jesus Christ. And just because we have guns, and I wouldn't give up my guns, just because we have a religion, doesn't mean we don't have hope. We do have hope, but just what Brother Johnson just got through telling you, this would bring martial law in, because somebody like that could say, take their guns, take their religion, because this is what's stopping us from being the victor.
Yeah, a guy named Stalin said that, didn't he?
Yes.
Amen. And we're looking...
Germany
said that, too. You'd be surprised if you would research Hitler and some of the things he thought and how he based what he did. You'd be surprised how much parallel there is in the world today. Praise God. Well, let's go to the last paragraph that we're going to use out of this report on Netanyahu. The commander of the U.S. forces in the Middle East, Admiral Wilton Fallon, resigned in March amid media reports that he broke with President Bush's strategy on attacking Iran and did not want to be in the chain of command when the order comes down from the president to launch a strike on the Islamic Republic. Let me stop right there. It may be that, and maybe he was told to step down. But continuing. Democrats suggest he had been forced out, here we go, because of his candor in opposing Bush's Iran war plans. And I believe that's probably the closest to the truth. Continuing. And a magazine contended that Fallon's departure signaled that the U.S. was preparing an attack on Iran by June of 2008. Isn't that interesting? We're almost to that point. And I've heard some things around May or June, not July, but May or June. So this is very interesting. This is going to happen before the election so that he can stay in power, President Bush can stay in power. Continuing, an F-18C Hornet aircraft launched from the flight deck of the Nimitz-class aircraft carrier USS John C. Stennis, CVN-74, U.S. carriers, will spearhead this massive aerial bombardment on Iranian military targets. Now, before I turn this over to my brothers here, I just read a report the other day. How is Israel going to get a nuclear submarine into the area where it has to go, because they can't go through where they need to go through to do that? And this report by a former Israeli high command person said, it was a book by a former Israeli high command person, and in this book he wrote that the submarine could be hidden in a tanker, go through where they're supposed to go through without detection, and somehow launch that thing from the bowels of that tanker into where it needed to be. Isn't that interesting? We're seeing this whole thing being set up. Admiral Fallon said this. This Israeli commander said this. Any comments, brother? Pastor Ralston.
Well, it's interesting that over these past few years, and I'm going to say the last 8 years, we're seeing a lot of people step down because of disagreements to the big plan of the Middle East program, Middle East peace plan that's going on. Whether it's planned step downs or unplanned step downs, but there's quite a long list. I can't think of all those that I've seen step down, but we're always hearing a lot as this plan goes forward. There's a lot of people that, for it seems like no reason at all, they're just stepping out of the way. That's a big eye-opener to me, that which is developing is not necessarily agreed upon by everyone. That alone should put us on the alert that, hey, there's something going on that's not right. Pastor Evans.
We're seeing a lot of things going on right now. Russia just made a big deal with Libya. They're going to build a superhighway all the way across Libya's nation. For what? And they've supplied all these arms to Libya, and Libya's going to give them oil. Russia's moved her warships right up near Israel. I mean, there's things going on over there, and you don't always hear about in the news. And we step back, and we look at the Bible, and we see what God has already said will take place in the last days. And we're seeing all these signs, but they don't come right out and tell the average citizen, this is what we're going to do. It's like this newspaper report we just read to you. We don't see this in the everyday news.
but it's out there, and they're trying to keep you from going on the computer. Have you noticed that? I mean, they were telling truth about one of the men running for president, and boy, they said, don't listen to what's going on in the computer. No, listen to the news media. Well, the news media wasn't telling us the truth. The computer was. And people don't realize that they try to hide some of this stuff and cover it up.
Better yet, listen to Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, and you'll get the prophecy news behind the news. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, praise God. We thank you for joining us for this round table. We pray that it has informed you, because let me tell you, this was not planned at all, what we were going to say. It's totally by the Spirit. It has been an awesome round table. I think one of the best ones we've had. So I thank you for listening. This is Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, saying, Maranatha, my friends, the last day. Signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. God bless you.
Praise God. If you enjoyed that roundtable, the radio program needs support for the month of May. We are lacking support. So if God touches your heart, please send your love gift to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. And may God awesomely bless you for it. Maranatha!